Number six, rats, the favorite subject, crow depredation and hunting predatory birds, breeding and public hearing.
All while you're cooking.
Don't overcook it.
Crow pie.
Oops, I'm sorry, that's really bad.
See where it is. Might be one in that blue house.
Yeah, I was wondering.
All right. Good morning, commissioners, director. Today I'm going to be presenting a couple of rules that are regarding killing wildlife causing property damage, and mainly it's dealing with crows and magpies. The reason for the changes in these rules is that we recognized recently that there was a federal rule change in 2014 that we were not in line with, and so this is the primary reason for the changes in these rules. So, as I just mentioned, in 2014, the federal government changed its rules pertaining to lethal removal and depredation of blackbirds, cowbirds, crows, grackle, and magpie. Only two of those species actually are identified in RWACs as predatory birds, and those are crows and magpies. So I'll only be talking about those two species. So in our predatory bird WAC, magpies, crows, European starlings, house sparrows, rock doves, and Eurasian collared doves, or rock pigeon as they are now, are considered what we consider predatory birds. And I'm not sure where the genesis of that term comes from, but that's what we call them. So as I mentioned, the only two that really fall in the federal realm are the magpies and the crows. So the federal rule, where it differs from our rule currently, is with the use of non-lethals and the reporting requirements. We currently, in our rules, don't require people to do non-lethals first nor report any take. And so to come in line with that, that's what we're recommending changing in our rules. And actually, we're not putting the federal language in our rules. We're just putting reference of the federal language of the rule in our rules. So our recommendations are to remove language that deals with depredation from WAC 220-416-40, the hunting predatory birds, because in that we don't really need to deal with depredation in that rule. We only need to deal with the hunting portion of it. And then we also, because the language is redundant. And then the second recommendation is to modify WAC 220-440-60, killing wildlife causing private property damage, and then refer to the federal rule in that WAC specific to crows and magpies, and then leave the language the same for the other predatory birds. There is a recommended adjustment after we sent you the rule. There was some, with our new rules coordinator, suggested maybe some clarification in the language, and so this is the new language that's in there. Basically, it says it's unlawful to take crows or magpies in violation of requirements published in the Code of Federal Regulations. The rationale for this recommended adjustment is basically just to clarify the language. Public comments received, about 133 online comments relating to hunting predatory birds. 135 comments were relating to the depredation rule. 43% and 37% said they were neutral on this proposal, and I want to comment. You're going to see a lot of neutral on these because they had to go through all the rules that we had online. So some of them, if they weren't interested, they just said neutral. It's just to go to the next thing. So that's why there's a lot of, you're seeing a lot of neutral folks. And just to clarify that, of those that did not vote neutral, 91% and 89% respectively said they generally agreed with the proposed changes. And then those that didn't agree really didn't have any, they were just either opposed to shooting crows at all, or they wanted more freedom to shoot crows. So they were on those two camps. So it wasn't to the specific rule changes. And that's the proposal.
Any questions? Mr. Anderson.
Yes. I guess I'm a little bit confused. So walk me through. I've got a crow in my yard that's dropping walnuts on my skylights of my house. And what can I do? What do I have to do?
So first you will have to try to scare it off. First I suggest you go look at the federal rule. I would open it up and see what they recommend. But yeah, basically what they ask you is to try to scare it off first, document it, and if you're not able to scare it off, you could potentially lethally remove it, and then you would have to report that you lethally removed it to the feds.
Okay.
Was that the answer you're looking for?
That's what he's done in the past.
Unless it's during a hunting season, and you're within an area where you can discharge a firearm, then you could just take it as a bag under a small game license. So there is a crow season.
So as long as there's a crow season, then those don't apply. But if it's in a depredation situation, then there's more procedure.
Correct. Yeah. Okay.
So the crow season, or the what is that period of time?
You know, I don't have it off the top of my head, but I believe it starts in September and goes through January or thereabouts. But it's a fairly long season.
Okay.
Commissioner Barber? Do we have a sense of how much these rules are used?
Yeah, not really, because up to this point, we weren't. Well, the feds might have better information than we do. But we didn't require any reporting of this, and our rules were fairly lax. We said, actually, in our rules said if they're in the process or about to. So I mean, people could have shot these things, you know, and not said anything for a lot of different reasons. So no, I don't have a good sense of how much this occurs, I could check with the feds and see if they get how many reports they're getting. I don't imagine it's a lot. I think it's mostly in probably more agricultural damage to crops that are not just the person in their backyard doing it.
Yeah, I have a follow up. Why don't we include cowbirds? I mean, is that something to consider, since they're becoming more of an issue with bird conservation and actually have been taken in certain circumstances, especially with the warblers, and some of our warblers are beginning to show up on species of concern.
So cowbirds are included in the federal rule.
Well, I understand that, but we don't have them on the list.
We don't have them as predatory birds, but we could still remove them under the federal rule.
Okay.
We just don't identify them as predatory birds. They are still a migratory bird, and they still fall under this rule, the federal rule. So they still, you could, if they were causing damage, remove them in the same way that you would remove a crow or magpie.
Mr. Kehoe.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a quick technical question. You reference a decision not to include the federal rule in Washington's rule. And I guess my question, I mean, is the federal rule pretty lengthy?
And it
so
is.
Just, okay.
It's very lengthy, and then I think it would, we didn't want to miss any part of it and then put our users in harm, I guess, that they're not getting the whole rule. So it's better to refer them to the rule than try to paraphrase it.
Yeah. I guess, you know, we always like maybe one-stop shopping, so you don't have to, you know.
Agreed.
Cross-reference, but, I mean, I guess I understand it. So I assume then when these rules are published on WDFWs or accessible on the website, there probably, or there should be a hot link maybe, so somebody can just, you know, click it if they're looking online and then go right to the federal rule.
Yeah, we'll work on that. The rules are not published on our website, unfortunately. They're published on the state website,
okay,
so it may be a little bit more difficult, but we can work to try to facilitate that. And I did want to say I did struggle as well with putting the rule language from the feds in there, but as I was attempting to do that, it just became clear that, you know, if I'm going to put the whole federal rule in here, it, you might as well link it.
Commissioner Baker.
I agree with the last last conversation. It's way better if we can just hit a link, and I'd like to offer up as a resource our esteemed counsel, who knows a lot about the statute law committee and the rule publications. So if there's an issue with that, perhaps you could talk to him.
Sure. And then, Jim, the crow season is September 1 to December 31.
Thank you.